KFW Mobile. KO4CES. You're doing on this fine hump day.
I'm glad it's hump day, although we got this hurricane coming. There's another station that was on this morning. I could barely make out what it was saying. Still out there or not, but I thought I heard it coming in to try and come in again.
Trying to come in, but it was just a bunch of, just barely breaking the squelch here.
Got a copy on the area.
I'm not quite down to 85. They've got the entrance ramp to 85 closed at exit 96. So I'm taking some back roads down to exit 92.
You were copyable that time. KN4 KFW.
You're getting closer. Good morning, Eric.
Happy hump day. I've worked at home so far this week, and of course the first day I go in, they've got all the traffic messed up, so we'll see if I ever get there.
Messed up all week. Shoot, we had cement truck turned over on 85 earlier this week. I think Kansas Woodruff Road was backed up yesterday. It's just one thing after the other.
Cement truck.
Question the driver's asking now, but I don't know. I don't understand. Go ahead, kid.
It was empty, right?
I can go like 40 miles an hour wide open, so I don't know how you turn one over.
I mean, so far, so we've had that, and we had the blue dial over the interstate not that long ago, so 85's racking up this couple of months.
Known while they're driving anymore.
That giant TV screen they have, and, calling it a, the console where everything is.
I was scouting last night, and it was funny. For whatever reason, I was looking. So, in my 250, I'm a little higher than most cars. And they'd be riding by, or, right beside me. Steady staring at their phone the whole time, had it in their hand. I'm like, it was like three or four in a row of people just passing me going down Highway 9. And they're just steady staring at the phone the whole time.
That TV screen comment. So my parents have a Honda, and just to change the temperature of the climate control, you have to navigate 4 or 5 different menus in that thing.
And then it's the biggest distraction there is. It's terrible having to navigate. I know when I get in Susan's Jeep, you got to figure out where all the things are because they're not in the same place they are on the other cars and that. I'd rather go back to the old days, right?
But there are tons of distractions nowadays while people are driving.
You guys doubled.
But,
and that one.
Whole that time, but, I was just saying, there's just a ton of distractions nowadays while people are driving. I mean, it's no wonder. There's going to be more and more wrecks, I believe.
Or I'll beep at you when you need to put on the brakes, so maybe they're just relying on that.
Stability. As the technology comes along, people rely more and more on it. I know my niece started driving not that long ago, and she wouldn't even look at any of her mirrors when she was backing up. She would just look at the camera, pointing out the back of the car.
You're telling you nothing about the side and the front, right? Drive like on that 250 you got, and then put a big piece of cardboard over the back window so you can't see, and you got to drive by the mirrors. And then once you get good at that, you'll be all right.
I tell you what, I wish I could do. I'd love for my boys to be able to learn like I did in a straight drive Toyota pickup truck or something like that. That way, I realize there's not going to be many straight drives anymore. They don't hardly make them, but still, I just. That way, if you ever got in one, you would know what to do with it.
Now, column is what I learned on.
Before was a says I want knobs and buttons. Give me a knob to make the temperature go and buttons to make it on and off. And that way I know where they are. I don't have to look at the thing to do it. And it's a lot easier that way.
For HKX, I 100% agree. There's too many distractions.
4TFW. 4CF.
On to 85 now. I guess they are finally taking down the old overpass at 96 and routing in the new one today, it looks like. So, yeah, I'll probably have to take this back way for the next couple of days while they do that.
Everyone going 85. You know, if you're going north, there's traffic, construction all the way up till the time you hit North Carolina line, and then there's nothing. It just totally changes as soon as you hit that line.
I'm sure is that the roads in North Carolina are orders of magnitude better than the roads in South Carolina. So when I'm driving up 18 off of exit 96, all the way from 85 to the North Carolina line, it's potholes, bumps, and repairs, and it's just, you know, knocking my teeth out. And as soon as I cross the North Carolina line, 18 is smooth as butter.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know why North Carolina seems to have better roads, but that part of 85 is always under construction.
It's higher, their vehicle property tax is higher, and their registration fees are about twice what they are in South Carolina.
And money to repair the roads.
Pretty sure South Carolina uses the money. They send people to fill the potholes. They just don't repave anything.
In 85 since I was in high school.
I remember a time when they haven't been working on 85.
Special construction.
A minute, I'm at the quick trip here to get my coke. So this is W2JKT, back in a few.
Cool up here this morning, 35.
Lyman.
I left the house. It's saying it's 51 in Greer. At least my truck's saying that anyway. Y'all still copy me?
Yep. To the parking lot.
Four spaces away from where I was the day I pulled in, and y'all couldn't copy anything I said. I guess it was our conversation as we were talking yesterday. I think it was yesterday we were talking about people being distracted as well. And whenever I was on my way to Boy Scouts, I saw like three or four people in a row just riding down the road looking at their cell phones yesterday. I'd be hollering at them, but they couldn't hear me because their windows were rolled up and they were focused on their telephone.
Yesterday, and you wouldn't believe how many times a day I see that. And they're drifting lanes. I mean, you got to constantly be watching. Even behind you, you can't just look in front of you. You got to be watching both sides of the truck and behind you. It's crazy. That's why I'm looking for a camera system that I can put in that monitors all four sides instead of just front display.
Lay down on the horn.
Do.
Attention. I mean, if you hit the horn, you might distract them for a second, but they're going to go right back to whatever they were doing.
The trucks that come into work have, they have the cameras on the mirrors. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, sometimes when I hit the horn, they'll actually drop their phone in the passenger's floorboard or somewhere where they can't get to it for a while. They have to stop to get it.
The trucks come into work, and they have the cameras on the mirrors.
Looking for, I found the 3 camera. No problem with that one. Where you got horn facing and one on each mirror, but I want one that records behind me also. So that's what I'm looking for, is a 4 position record.
Something similar, just have one front and back of my truck. Cause, I mean, you got people nowadays that just don't, you know, if they're on their phone not paying attention, or it's drifting lanes, and you know, they can come over on you, and you know, you never know how that'll play out depending on who the officer believes, but if you had a camera, I mean, it would be pretty straightforward.
You last night, they had some that would, even tell you the traffic was stopping ahead of
writing tickets for auto accidents.
Yep.
writing tickets for auto accidents. You're just changing, basically exchanging information for drivers, and that's it. I know the lady that hit me didn't get a ticket.
I heard that, and I hope I don't find out, but that would definitely be crazy. I mean, that what's the... I don't know. I don't feel like there's any reason for anybody to pay attention then. They just do whatever they want, but... All right, gentlemen, it is that time for me, so I'm going to start my trek on in the plant. So y'all be safe out there this morning, and hope we'll holler at you whenever I get off work today. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Drew, have a great day. KO4HF.
73, Andrew. KN4TFW.
W2JKT, I'm back.
You've been this week, I don't think I've talked to you.
I've been home Monday and Tuesday. And I'm going in the office the rest of this week. Just stopped off, grabbed my Coke and some crackers to eat on the way in because I'm kind of hungry. And, yeah, hopefully it'll be a good week. My girlfriend's up in Chicago for a finance conference. So I have a week to myself to kind of get settled in the new house and, you know, play with dogs and, you know, do some other things that I wanted to get done. So, yeah, it's been a good week so far. How about you?
And,
Yeah, we're over on the other repeater now. KN4TFW, clear.